This is Ritika Fleming, research leader at HFS. Welcome to this HFS videocast. I'll be your host for this session, and I'm joined today by Scott Layton from IBM and Nicole Gallant from Celonis. I'll ask them to introduce themselves shortly, but just to get us grounded here, we're here to talk about how process intelligence leader Celonis hopes to drive an intelligent process and business execution through its global ecosystem of partners that's quickly coming together. Now, IBM is a strategic partner for Celonis, and we're hoping to learn more about how this alliance is coming together. So over to you guys. Nicole, let's start with you for an intro.
Sure, thanks. Hi, everyone. Nicole Gallant here. I lead the partner management team for North America here at Celonis. Been here about 6 months, and I'm based in New York. Thanks for the opportunity to be here with you today.
Absolutely. And Scott?
Hey, guys. Scott Layton. I lead our finance transformation practice globally for IBM, but I'm also the Celonis Strategic Alliance Partner Leader globally, and very pleased to be with you today as well.
All right, great. So, Scott, I'll start my rapid-fire question round with you then. So what attracted IBM to Celonis? There's a number of, technology vendors out there, right? So why Celonis?
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you a little bit of a story as how it goes, because it kind of happened a little bit by fluke when it started, because I got one of those cold call LinkedIn emails about 2 years ago, and I had just moved to New York City, and I thought, fun to go see a startup office in New York City. And that's kind of where my love affair began. And I remember very clearly sitting in the office there and them showing me on a screen what this could do. And I said, if this is real, this is a game changer. This is an absolute game changer. Fast forward a year, and we're in the midst of putting together this strategic partnership. And what we love about it is, when you think about what IBM is, we're two things, right? We're a hybrid cloud company, and we're a consulting company. And around our consulting, we think about intelligent workflows. And if you think of what we did with Red Hat related to hybrid cloud, we see Celonis being the same thing for intelligent workflows. This orchestration layer that sits across, which is platform agnostic, which doesn't care about the workflow, but brings it all together in a single screen sign-on and allows you to interact with workflows in a very new way and explore them and find insights and be able to drive value out of those workflows. And then, you know, we started the partnership before EMS was even announced, execution management. Now, in addition to being able to diagnose, now you can start treating the patient and you can start curing the illnesses that you find with process mining. So that underlying technology, the fact that it's real, the fact they're a market leader in the space, the fact that they're great to partner with, they're growing. I mean, I'll brag a little bit about Celonis. They're the second fastest software growing company ever, I believe. Of course we'd partner with them. Why wouldn't we? I mean, it's an obvious one for us.
Why wouldn't we? Yeah, no, I can see they're certainly on a rocket ship. So what's give us some details perhaps behind the scenes on how this partnership is going along. I think there are some very ambitious plans announced. So can you maybe tell us a little bit about that first and then how it's all going?
Yeah, and it's you mentioned at the top that IBM is a strategic partner for Celonis, but it's also the other way around, which I think is what makes this really interesting. Because the way that the companies have integrated together in terms of our partnership, it's multifaceted. So you'll see, there was a press release a couple of weeks ago where Celonis started bringing out the fact they're adopting OpenShift and what that means for them and how that opens up new markets. That technology integration is a piece of it. There's another piece around how we think about consulting for us. So when we look at what we're going to do with Celonis, what we are doing with Celonis, we're not building a Celonis practice. We have no interest in that. We're using Celonis as a tool, just like you'd use Zoom as a tool or Mural or any of these other tools. We're using it as a tool that sits in our consultants and our practitioners' toolbox. So when we think about how many people do we want to get certified, the answer is straightforward. All of them. Like, why not? Because that's the other key piece. If you think about the rebranded IBM Consulting and how we focus about this, we're aligned by domains and focused on specific area of expertise. So I lead finance, we have customer talent, et cetera. When you're using Celonis, you're using it on those domains. And so it was important for us to have this in the hands of every practitioner. And we're doing that. You know, what we initially set out what we thought was a very ambitious target of just under 2,000 people in 3 years. And we're going to probably hit that this year in terms of number of certifications. And when you think about the enablement, the conversations this has created for us and our clients, it's not just a shiny new toy. It's an incredible ability to create a return on investment very, very quickly. So our partnership's going well. We're expanding it in multiple ways. We have a great working relationship together. We're very focused on putting the client in the center and doing the right thing for the client.
Very cool. So how are consultants using Celonis technology? I think it's called a C4C plus program. Yeah.
So C4C, Celonis for Consulting, our principle all along when we entered this partnership was, how do we remove obstacles and barriers for our IBMers to use the technology? So ensuring that they all can get certifications, they all can use it at clients, they can do POCs, they can do all of that. It's always part of their toolbox in a very frictionless way that they can use it. So we use it, for example, if you're familiar with the IBM garage concept, which is around getting together with a client in a room, co-create, cooperate, co-execute, cooperate. The having that discussion, and instead of sitting in a room with a client and talking to them and hearing their stories, we're showing up with data, we're showing up with facts. And when they say, well, that never happens in the process, actually it happens 5% of the time and here's what it looks like. That changes the narrative, that changes the entire discussion. You know, so for example, if we're scoping out an SAP upgrade and someone says, I need that capability in my S4 system, we can say you don't, because you haven't used it in the last 3 years. Look, here's the proof, or it goes through one in a million. We're using it in our BPO operations. It's think about the amount of value that you can extract by looking at a process end to end and understanding how that flow works. And as owners of the process in that BPO situation, thinking about how we can make our operations more efficient and return that value and that cost to the client. We're using it all over the place. It's and again, that's our principle. That was the whole idea, is to have it pervasive.
Got it. So if you're an IBM consultant, you're bringing in Celonis as one of the tools in your toolbox. Does it matter if the client has never used this technology or seen it? Like, how does a typical sort of engagement work there?
Yeah, well, we like to get them comfortable with it, you know, because we are taking their data and we're doing something with it, right? We're moving it somewhere. But, by the way, the options around that are increasing as to where we can put it. But we have that discussion with them. And I think one thing that's important about Celonis, and Nicole, you might disagree here. Let's see. There's the first contention. I think Celonis needs an experienced set of hands to help it work, especially initially. And one of the things that we focus on is when a client wants to buy Celonis and use Celonis, we're there to help them. We're there to make sure that they set it up and they get value out of it, because we're experienced around that. And I think sometimes we see challenges with clients where they buy it and it sits on the shelf. You know, they buy this fancy new car and they don't have a license to drive it and no one's there to teach them. And so we're trying to be there as part of it. So when a consultant wants to use it, they typically have that initial discussion with the client, talks to them about, here's what it is, here's what it does. And by the way, the cost to you is very, very low, if there's any cost at all. A lot of times we'll make the investment and we'll show them. My favorite client story that we have is, we went to a client and we spent about 2 or 3 weeks with them. And guy comes to us in our first readout meeting and he says, you figured out the view that I've been trying to get for 17 years and you did it in 2 to 3 weeks. That's the kind of things that we're seeing. And again, that's why we love Celonis at IBM.
And yeah. I'm going to jump in for a sec. I'm not going to disagree with you, Scott, but I'm going to amplify that a little if I can. And I think when you think about the power of the Celonis CMS platform, right? Our total addressable market, if you will, is every person who, with every process in every industry, in every geography. So if you can do anything and everything, where do you start, right? How do you think about where can you first best use the Celonis technology to kind of know and understand your business and then start to measure using your own data? Where do you go first, right? To create value, to reduce costs, to start to optimize and then act, right? How do you start to execute against that? So I think the power of the IBM Celonis partnership is IBM can also provide, based on their industry expertise and kind of breadth and depth of consulting and BPO, can help our clients figure out you know, not only what to do, but where to start.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we found in our research as well, is broad-based, you know, technology platforms like Solunis, you need to introduce them in the right way, with that context. If this is going to change our business, or, you know, you could risk it, you know, being in just a certain function, right? So you need to show the art of the possible in a lot of ways. So I see what you're saying there, Scott. Well, you know,
That's one of the areas that I think is really interesting too, because as Nicole talks about it, it's the applications of it are just outrageously large. You know, we think about it today, and when we talk with clients quite a bit, it's in back office, it's in procure to pay, record to report, quote to cash, right? But one of my favorite examples is when you change the way that you think about a transaction and how you're going to look at it. And one of the folks from Solunis told me about this idea where, when you go to a checkout register and they start scanning items, that then becomes the transaction that you're process mining. And you're understanding through that insight that bananas take longer to scan. And then you're going to address that because you see that pop up, and that you see that in the steps between scanning items. I just, you know, reinventing the way that we think about a transaction. It could be a patient moving through a hospital, and that's your process, and the patient is your transaction. I think we're only just starting to just glance at the future of where we can apply this and how it's going to be, again, become just prevalent.
Yeah. So Nicole, I'm going to flip over to you in about one question, so get ready.
Okay.
So Scott, so tell us about a client success story, or, you know, as IBM consultants are starting to get out there, especially if there's any on execution management, because that's sort of the future, right, to your point.
Yeah, and we're probably still from our side anyways, a little bit early on the execution management to share that. But what we're seeing now is we're seeing a lot of that's amazing. That's really great. Now, what do I do with it? And that's where we're at. So, for example, we just published one of our first assets on the execution management store, which is around premium freight, where we had a company that was struggling with premium freight because of the supply chain mess that's happening globally. And they brought it to us and said, we're spending way too much on this. How can you help us? And we went in with Solunis, and we hooked up homegrown systems. We hooked up more traditional ERPs, and we were able to show them where their premium freight was happening, where they had duplicate payments, where they had made payments. They had actually made too many payments to certain suppliers for the premium freight. We started helping them understand, well, did your premium freight, even though you paid more for it, actually get there in time versus your traditionally shipped freight? And again, we did all this via Solunis dashboard and via mining all of the data that came from one of their homegrown systems as well as another system. That's just one example. We've got quite a few of these where we're applying it to traditional process consulting, and we're helping with S4 upgrades where, again, one of our clients, we went in with C4C, Solunis for Consulting, and we looked at their process, and some of these numbers just are shocking. We looked at their 4 million transactions in their order to cash process, and it had 278,000 different paths that it flowed, those 4 million transactions. Said differently, you've got, you know, each transaction path could potentially only have 20 transactions. So there's just the breadth of how messy these processes are. When we do our Solunis demos with clients, they look at that, we call it the spaghetti map, which shows all the possible paths that flow through. And they say, is that real? And we're like, no, it's actually not real. It's actually much, much, much worse than what this demo is showing. And I think we're seeing that time and time again. But again, this is a tool for our consultants to have this discussion and show in a very visual way and a very intuitive way to understand. And now with C4C Plus, not only can we just show them, now we give them the opportunity to play with it. It's very intuitive to just click around and play through it. Just, you know, just like you're using an app on your phone, you can start exploring for yourself and, you know, answering the questions that you've always had. Now you can actually see it in the data. So that's been a shift in the last year as we've moved to the Plus. We can now give clients access to the insights that we're seeing.
That's fantastic. So I have to give this market credit for coming up with the most interesting analogies for, you know, whether it's the spaghetti maps or the happy paths or paving the cow paths, I believe it's another one, just to describe all the millions of ways in which work actually gets done, and you know, how do you find the most logical and straightforward ones? Nicole, let's flip over to you. Same question, actually. So, you know, why IBM? I mean, it's you know, clearly IBM's a leading SI and big technology firm, but specifically for Celonis, how come they're kind of one of your strategic partners?
Right. So when we think about, I mean, look, IBM is our first ever titanium partner, right? It's the highest tier of our partnership program. And it's a true strategic and multifaceted partnership. We combine the best of our technologies, we develop new assets, and ultimately we're looking to change the way that we deliver value for our customers through intelligent workflows, using data to make smarter decisions, and then helping them take action, right? Using the power of the Celonis EMS. What's been, you know, Scott's talked about it, you know, so IBM has embedded Celonis at the core of its services and solutions, right? As well as building a center of excellence, right? The grand objective, and we're going to crush it, I think, right, Scott, of 10,000 trained practitioners, right? And more than 1,700 certified resources. Working closely to incorporate Celonis across their business, right? Consulting, BPO, from examples, really making Celonis part of the DNA, right? The fabric of how IBM engages with their customers. And what we're doing to invest in that success, one of the most important investments that we're making is in the creation of the IBM pod, right? This pod is comprised of engineers and value managers who are dedicated to supporting IBM, right? Helping to build out our center of excellence, creating assets and solutions that accelerate and amplify the impact of our joint sales and marketing activities in the field. You know, Scott talked about C4C Plus, right? This is a critical part of our strategy as a company, right? Consulting for Celonis. This is our program for our consulting partners that enables every single consultant to use our technology as part of their toolkit, right? In their work with any client. And with IBM, you know, we're leveraging, you've heard from Scott, C4C Plus is one of the sort of fundamental first steps, first ways to demonstrate the value of our combined capabilities to our shared clients, right? We've talked about where do I start and what do I do? And I think IBM with, you know, from their industry expertise, their domain expertise can really help our customers, joint customers, make really smart decisions about how do they transform, you know, the way that they work with clients and their overall success of their businesses.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. So any sneak peeks into joint solutions or assets, or is this all confidential for now?
Ultimately, I think, you know, when we think about the future of our relationship, where I see kind of great promise for us and for our customers is as we continue to evolve our industry strategy, right? What's really fundamental is being able to speak the language of your customers, right? So we're really excited as our industry strategy evolves and matures, working with, you know, the IBM industry experts to make sure that we're creating assets and solutions that address industry relevant and industry specific challenges, you know, help us create and define and expand new use cases, right? Beyond bananas and healthcare, Scott, to your point, like what else do we need to be thinking about? And then working to kind of make sure that those stories, right, of how we together create, you know, these industry relevant, you know, industry specific assets can really help companies accelerate that business transformation, you know, get the data that helps them make real-time decisions and then leverage the platform to take action against that. So I think industry, when I think future looking, that's where I'm really excited about the relationship.
Maybe two from my side. One, I think when you think about what OpenShift and Red Hat's going to be able to do for Celonis, I think it's going to open up a whole new series of industries and markets. Right? It's going to open up new country opportunities, new country footprints. It's going to open up, you know, secure industries that maybe didn't want to do something on the cloud before. They want to do more of an on-prem version, how we're going to work that. So I think that's one. I think the second one, maybe, which I'm even more excited about, is the ecosystem. We're both huge believers in an open ecosystem, both Celonis and IBM. And the way that we approach the ecosystem is openness, transparency, and partnership. And I think when you start thinking about the strategic partners that Celonis has and the strategic partners that IBM has, and bringing all those together and starting to do these three in a box, where you have three amazing companies really trying to do something special to create client value, that's what I'm really excited about in 2022.
And Scott and I were talking about this earlier. You know, when we're thinking, when we're talking about sort of real time, like what's standing in the way of our customers transforming more quickly, or, you know, just sort of broadening their aperture of what they could do, right, and where they could start. They're not thinking about, you know, putting the building blocks together of all of the different technology that could potentially drive, support, enable, and automate that, right? And that's where I think, as we start to think about what an ecosystem needs to look like to support our customers, combined customers on their journey, right? That bringing that together and creating that and delivering that in a very seamless way is something that I think there's really great opportunity for us to take advantage of there too, as we think about what next year looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, for a customer, they don't want to buy technology, right? They want to buy a solution. They want an outcome. It just means that much more, you know, homework on the part of services and technology vendors to be as integrated as possible, do joint solution development. So it's very cool to hear you guys, you know, on this. And I picked up the industry angle. I'm going to be looking out for that. For me, I guess for Celonis plus IBM, I think the power of intelligent workflows underpinned by Celonis has a good potential. I wrote about that earlier this year. So now I guess I'm going to pester you guys for client case studies, because we always want to show, leading sort of examples out there, right? So you talked about, you know, that's sort of standing in the way of customers a little bit when, Nicole, maybe Scott, let me go to you for that. Like, do you see any challenges like that as you expand, scale Celonis technology for your clients?
You know, you're always going to have challenges where I think, and it's not so much challenges as an opportunity, right? That's what they teach you to say, right? This idea of an IT buyer and a business buyer, that's where you start seeing Celonis being really interesting, because both of them have a need for it. And one of the challenges we see when we try and sell to clients is if you have one in the room and not the other, the other is going to get jealous. And so how do we sell to both of them at the same time? And help IT get comfortable with InfoSec, help the business get comfortable with the fact that they're going to have an understanding of their data and they're going to be able to use it and see the value and be able to take action on it. That's some of the places we see, and it's a micro challenge, right? It's within a client that you're trying to make sure you have the right buyers and you're focused the right way. Broadly, in terms of scale, frankly, that's where I say we'd have an advantage. We're not building a little practice that's 100 people that are going to go deploy Celonis. We're going to create 10,000 people that do it as part of their everyday job. So for us, scale isn't going to be an issue. We're in, you know, 174 countries. We're everywhere we need to be. I don't think that'll be an issue. In terms of clients, when you get in there, I think, again, not challenge, but opportunity. I think the entry point will be through back office. And I think, you know, the expand point will be through their front office and thinking about how they interact with customers and how they do everything. Again, this is for us, everything's a workflow to business. This is going to be pervasive, and you're going to be able to use this to visualize, identify, and solve problems anywhere in the business, regardless of platform, of experience, of even partnerships that are already in place. So I mean, what's getting in the way of scale? I probably, as Celonis would say the same thing, we just can't hire fast enough. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me more about that, I guess, training certification. When you start, you know, using numbers like 10,000, my head starts buzzing, but that's the scale you're operating with, right? So would you say this sort of Celonis and process intelligence training education, this is part of IBM's overall talent development plan as well?
Yeah, I always joke with Celonis that my goal is to have more certified Celonis people than Celonis has employees. And that's, by the way, they're not easy to keep up with. They grow really, really fast. But, you know, when you think about, we tend to think of Sloan as kind of in three skill pools. So you've got people that are connecting the data, and Sloan's making it a little bit differently, but you've got people that are connecting the data and building tables. You've got the people that need the industry and domain expertise, and you've got people that are building apps. And we see a good balance across all of those. In fact, we see a lot of cross-pollination where people start off, they're the tech folks, but then they want to start moving into the analyst side. For us, it's very important that everybody's going out and at least getting a fundamental understanding of how to sell it, how to pitch the value, and how to help clients understand their ROI. You know, so there's sales certifications. And then as we broaden beyond that, and by the way, Celonis is so intuitive that 4 or 5 hours of online learning, you can be dangerous at a client, right? You can really know what you're talking about. And then, you know, at the higher end of stuff, you're talking 30, 40 hours, but that's still not outrageous. We're not talking 6 weeks because again, it just works. It's easy. It makes sense. It's like, it's when you open up your iPhone and just things work, it starts up. Solonis is very much the same way, especially once it's connected. So we're not, if you look at more broadly how we think about the rest of our ecosystem partners, it's different. We're not training everybody and getting them certified on SAP or Oracle or Adobe because it doesn't make sense because it's not the same play. This play is, it's about, again, everybody had to get trained on WebEx or Zoom. It's much more similar to that than it is those other ISVs.
This is really far-reaching. So, Nicole, what do you think about when you hear Scott talking about really unleashing Solonis at IBM, right? What are your biggest kind of expectations from IBM?
Well, obviously, I mean, we've talked about industry. We're looking at sort of scope and scale and how do we accelerate and amplify, you know, how we can support our customers and meet them where they are and accelerate that journey to business transformation. And I think we share with IBM, I mean, we're a customer value driven organization, right? So our partnership, right, such as this one, I mean, it's the fundamental cornerstone, I think, for our ability to deliver on that customer value. So when I, you know, hear about the investment that they're making and what we're creating together, I mean, it's about coming together to enable our customers to understand what's really going on, you know, whether it's the spaghetti map or it's how far away they are from the happy path or however we want to talk about that, you know, help them understand where they are and then help them move kind of with speed and maximize kind of efficiency to get to where they need to go as a business and to hear about the investment and to see the impact of the investment that we're making. Because right, we've got, you know, dedicated people who are showing up every day working with Scott and his team to make sure that they understand, to Scott's point, you know, the value of Solonis, how to sell, how to position it, right? How to think about it as how you have a conversation with your customer versus the conversation that you have and then the tool you recommend, right? So how do we start to see it be just, again, I mean, Scott and I have heard him talk about the fabric or the DNA, like how that becomes part of how IBM speaks in the language they use to speak to customers. I mean, when I hear about that kind of stuff, it's pretty exciting.
All right, last couple of questions, because we're almost out of time here. So Scott, what do you expect, say, for the next year and a half, you know, for IBM out in the market with Solonis, but also just, you know, globally in process intelligence and companies becoming more data-driven? Is it happening?
You know, I'm not going to be the one to predict flying cars next year, but that's a bad bet. I do think it's happening. And I think it's happening because of the way that process mining and process intelligence is now consumable. And back to this intuitive point, there's still hurdles around data and, you know, data cleanliness, data management, data architecture, governance. I mean, that's always going to be a challenge. But again, I think the more that we create this adaptable layer that can sit on top of that and understand that and digest that, I think it's really going to make that idea of process intelligence more available to the masses and not just kind of a specialized set of IT resources that know what they're doing. I see that becoming more significant in the coming years. In terms of IBM and how we're thinking about it, again, we set ourselves big challenges. So my mantra with my team is we will be wind in the sails of Celonis, not an anchor pulling them back. And let me tell you, trying to grow faster than Celonis is a Herculean task, but that's what we're aiming for. We're confident that we can do it because we've got so much traction around our clients. So, you know, when you think about 2022, it's going to be about new, incredible things that help create value for business and clients. And again, we talked about the ecosystem, the industry, the way that we're thinking about data. It's all going to be part of it in the next year. And again, broadly speaking, I think a lot of businesses are going to become a lot smarter next year.
Got it. Now there's a challenge. Grow faster than Celonis.
That's good.
Got it.
That's my flying car prediction, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So last question for you guys. You know, Celonis has other partners, IBM has other partners, right? So what is the uniqueness of IBM plus Celonis specifically that you're hoping to leverage to differentiate in the market?
I mean, as one of our largest partners, right? I think when I think about when you just asked a question about kind of where do we see us going, right? It's IBM's ability to really accelerate our industry conversation, really to help us grow and scale. I think the Red Hat, our availability to OpenShift, I think that gives us an ability to meet our customers kind of where they are and where they need to go. I'm excited, I think, probably more about some of the things that I can't predict because I'm like Scott, I don't have a crystal ball. But when I think about, or maybe he's just using a magic eight ball. But what I love about, you know, talking about the garage, IBM garage, for instance, I mean, that's like the fundamental foundation, kind of co-innovation, co-creation at the ground floor for like what we could do, right? So when I think about, I don't think we have limits, which I think is a really cool notion when you think about how fast we are growing and how fast IBM is growing in terms of the value that we can bring to our customers to help them, again, know where they are, right? When it comes to their business processes, like really know, not just pretend to know. And here's what we think it looks like on a spreadsheet or a flowchart, but what's actually going on and enabling them to sort of measure how far away they are from good, right? And then act. And I think the sort of size and scale and industry credibility and the investments that we're making in the center of excellence and in the garage and how we kind of are thinking about how we go to market, it's not about staffing people on projects, right? It's about putting us in the hands of every single IBM consultant that's having a conversation with a customer. And I think that is where the power of this partnership is going to be something to watch out for.
Got it. Scott?
So I everything that she said, the one thing I'll add is I think the people is going to make a big difference here. I think it's going to be the way in which the people believe in this mission. I mean, if you look at the IBM team focused on Celonis and the Celonis team focused on IBM, these are incredibly passionate people that can move mountains if you ask them to. And I think the way that they're evangelizing the value and the power of Celonis and IBM partnership together with our clients, with each other, with their peers, with our ecosystem partners, that's gonna have a tremendous impact. And when you have these really passionate people that know what they're talking about, and you combine that with this trusted relationship that we've had with clients over the course of decades, that's a very, very powerful thing that we can do with clients. The solution that we can create. And again, it's a tool, right? Because we're not selling software. That's the big thing, right? We're not selling software. We're selling answers. We're selling insight. We're selling tools. And when we bring Celonis with us, combined with that, with these incredible people that can actually translate that value, help them deliver that value, in addition to all the other tech stuff that's going to happen, that's going to be amazing. It's going to be the people, I think, that's going to make this successful.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, with that, we're out of time on this session. Thank you, Nicole and Scott. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you everybody for watching. I recently put out a post saying it really matters now who you partner with, who you work with, and next year is really going to be the year of partnerships, right? So here's to a good one.